How intense was this movie for you?
Physically, it was very intense. I trained for about 2 months before we started shooting, and I worked out in the gym and did different styles of martial arts, and it took a lot of focus, and it was probably the most preparation I've done for a film. So it took a lot of concentration as well too, and I like that. I think that's good. It was good for me to do something like that. Yeah.
You know, we always talk about the physical preparation, and I love to ask that question too, but I'm curious about your emotional preparation or your character preparation. What do you normally do as part of your process to feel ready when you arrive on the set, beyond studying lines?
It's kind of funny. It's sometimes tough to talk about something like that, because for me, are you okay? Is your mic working? He's doing his own thing. No, you're all right. It's quite a natural thing, and I guess just after a while, when you understand the character fully and have talked to the director and gotten to know the person that you're going to be playing, you can just kind of slip into it. And luckily so far, maybe because I'm so interested in the people that I've played, that's been a very natural thing for me to do. With Hannah, something that I felt very strong, well, something that really helped me to become this character, was kind of wiping my mind clean of any experience really that I had gone through, especially over the past few years as a growing girl, because she's never gone through those kind of experiences, and I got to see everything in a new light and so fresh and pure. So that was fun, and it's something I've held on to actually.
In watching this movie now, it's got these action elements, but how do you classify it? Like, if someone, it's obviously not a genre film, but like how.
No.
How do you watch the film? Do you see it as an action movie?
Partly. But I don't think it's just an action film, as I said. Like, people have asked me how to describe this film or what you can expect or what you're going to get out of it. And the honest answer is, I don't know. I think everyone is going to take different things away from this film, because it tackles, feminism and the objectification of women, especially in the public eye, I guess. You know, there are some films that are coming out now that I'm sure we can all think of, one in particular that is quite sexual and girl power and all these things, and it's not really true. So with this film, it's a bit more elegant, I think, and Hannah herself is a bit of a misfit and a bit weird, and she's not cool, and that's what I really like about her. The fairy tale aspect is certainly very strong for me, and as an actor as well, it was so surreal, the situation, the story, the characters were all quite magical. It kind of frees you up to do whatever you want, you know.
Obviously, you've had a strong working relationship with your director, Joe Wright. How would you describe what he's been able to do for you in terms of developing your craft and, I guess, also your career? It's been pretty pivotal, I guess. So.
Joe trusts me, and I can't remember as far back as Atonement, but certainly on Hannah, I really felt like he had this belief in me, and that I could do whatever he could have asked of me. And that's a wonderful feeling to have. Everyone's gone very quiet. It's a very wonderful feeling to have as an actor, that the person who you're kind of doing it for has this trust in you. And I guess when you feel that relaxed and that safe to try different things, you'll go on to the next movie and you'll think, okay, well, I did it on this and it worked out well, so let's try it on this one. So I guess it encouraged me to take more risks. And on every film you do, you're going to grow anyway because of the experience that you have and the people that you worked with. But he worked with me at two very sort of impressionable ages, 12 years old and 16 years old. So.
Now, the music is obviously integral to the story.
Yeah.
It goes, they go together very well. Did that music exist, or, like, before you were on set shooting it? Was it there with you, like, as a soundtrack for the production process?
Not all of it. Mm-hmm. They had a few songs that I think they had produced for when we were shooting the film, but we mainly, thank you, sorry, my voice is sore from all the talking up and down, we mainly played Push the Button, which of course is a great Chemical Brothers album, and that really gave us a rhythm and a beat to go along to. And I loved what they did with this film. It's actually probably my favourite part of the film, the music, because it's so important to the story and it kind of makes it complete. I don't know about you guys, but I found it really interesting that they'd bring a circus fairground type of sound into these really hard beats, because it's innocence. The sound is innocence with an edge, which is kind of like Hannah. So I like that. They're very clever, those two. Very clever.
How did your parents encourage you in your career?
You're here. Sorry.
How did your parents encourage you in your career?
How did my parents encourage me? Well, my dad is an actor. And how do they encourage me? They want me to be happy. And in my life, they encourage me to do what I want to do and do things that make me happy and that I'm passionate about. And one of those things is acting and being involved in film and, you know, holding on to your identity. When it comes to my actual work, my dad, well, he works with me in different ways, I guess. He encourages me to maybe try a scene a different way or experiment a little bit, so. They're with me all the time as well. They come everywhere with me. They're here now. And they never leave my side. So.
In your mind, what's sort of the power of the film? And do you think it's going to surprise people? The reason I ask is I walked in by accident to the panel at San Diego last year.
Oh, did you?
I just came in, like, I guess I was early for something else. I had no idea what happened. Like, no clue at all. And I found myself instantly engrossed with everything going on,
yeah,
the clips they were showing, and the discussions that were on.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious, from your point of view, will this be not necessarily what people are expecting? And what is the power in your mind of this movie?
I don't think it'll be what anyone expects, because everyone seems to have the same reaction as you. They walk in thinking it's going to be an action movie, and it's not. It is, but it's not. The thing that makes this story powerful for me is the strong characters that we have in this film, the story that surrounds them all, how they're all intertwined, and how Hannah's journey is basically a coming of age journey, and it's about realizing that the world is not necessarily as beautiful as a Grimm's fairy tale. It's dark too, but it's not as simple or as basic as a fact out of an encyclopedia. It's somewhere in between, and she needs to find that. So it's basically about finding her way and kind of figuring out how she fits into it all.
Can you talk a little bit about the character dynamic and the acting dynamic between you and your co-stars?
Between me and what?
You and your co-stars.
Yeah. Well, as I said before, the characters are really strong in this film, I think. And I think you could take any one of them and make a movie just about them. It kind of, I mean, it is Hannah's film, but it kind of feels a bit like an ensemble piece. It's a very rich story because of these people. And we had such great, like, an amazing cast on this film. Not only Kate and Eric, who were wonderful, and I worked with Eric quite a bit, and we trained together and things like that. But we've got Olivia Williams and Jason Fleming and fantastic Jessica Bardem and people like that. And Tom Hollander, of course. And I think they make the story more artistic because of their acting, because of the level that they're at. That's it, really.
At the start, you described this as a fairy tale. I was wondering if you could speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, well, the structure of the story is basically a fairy tale story. It's about a girl who's lived in the castle her whole life, or in a tower, and suddenly she breaks out and is introduced to evil and beauty and loveliness and all these different things, and it's dark, like a Grimm's fairy tale as well. I mean, they're not pretty things. They're not like the Disney fairy tales that I've grown up with. All the characters are basically all the characters represent different characters and fairy tales that we've grown up with. For me, Hannah, and for Joe as well, Hannah is like the Little Mermaid, is breaking to the surface and wants to be a real girl. The style of it as well is a bit like a fairy tale comic book. It's like a modern version. I'm not really discussing this very well, but that's kind of it.
Well, thank you, Saoirse.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you. I'm glad. I saw the clips that they played for WonderCon, and I suddenly got really excited again.
Can you tell us how this material came to you, and did you mull it over, or did you know right away it was something you wanted to do?
It came to me via Saoirse Ronan, actually. She was on board and had read this script and thought it was good, and for some weird reason thought I should direct it. I think maybe I just might have been the first name that came to her head, and she thought she should say something or something. I don't know, because it's kind of rather perverse casting on her part. But I did mull it over. I was very interested in working with Saoirse again, because I love her and I think she's brilliant. But I wasn't really sure whether I could pull it off. And at the same time, I was kind of scared of it, and I find often when I'm scared of something, it means it's something I should do.
What were you scared of?
Well, I was scared of the action stuff, to be honest with you. I'd never done action, and that was kind of I wasn't sure whether I could do it. And I was also kind of. I was sort of wanted. I didn't want to just make some other, you know, another action film. I didn't just want to make some piece of, you know, popcorn crap. And so I was kind of nervous about whether I could actually elevate it slightly above that. Not much above it, but just a bit above it.
The fairy tale aspect is obviously in the script, but what were some of the choices you made to tease that out?
Well, it was inherent in the structure of the script, but a lot of it wasn't, you know, what you see wasn't in the script when I first read it. And so I kind of saw the structure as being a classic fairy tale. And obviously the first kind of 15 pages set in the forest, you know, in a log cabin in the forest, child grows up, that's fairy tale. And then what followed was less fairy tale. So I tried to kind of, I was interested in the notion of what becomes of the fairy tale in kind of contemporary society. And so it was really a matter of kind of keeping one's eyes open to the fairy tale possibilities in the locations we saw. And so, you know, we were location scouting before we'd finished work on the script. And so the amusement park, for instance, we happened to find in Berlin, and suddenly that kind of opened up a whole new subtext that was very exciting. And so one really kind of went around looking for fairy tales, really, which was a nice exercise.
If I can follow up on the action thing for a second. You said that you didn't want to do a typical action film. I just wonder then, in approaching those action moments, well, how did you approach those? I mean, how did you do that so it isn't a traditional action sequences, that you were doing something different to a genre you were not doing in terms of work?
And this is the last question.
Basically, the closest thing I'd done to action fight sequences was dance, because I'd done some dance scenes in Pride and Prejudice. And so I thought, well, I'll try and apply what I learned doing those sequences in this. And so it was treating it as a kind of, you know, forgetting that actually it was violence and people punching and all that sort of stuff. It was about the organization, just trying to see it purely as the organization of figures in space, which is the definition of choreography, and therefore, or a definition of choreography, and therefore treating it in that kind of quite abstract realm, rather than kind of thinking about selling punches and kind of and we wanted to avoid, you know, the if there seems like an obvious way to do something, do the opposite. I forget who said that, but someone said it to me and I thought it was quite good. And the obvious way to do it is the kind of Jason Bourne tradition of a barrage of fast cuts and, you know, all of that stuff. And so I knew that I wanted to kind of step away from that.